Who takes the blame for failure to wow? The simple answer is you. Several years ago, I booked a vacation Bible school show in a church near Denver, Colorado. I flew in and set the show in a huge church. The church paid my fee, airline, and a night in the hotel and shuttled me back and forth to the airport. It was a great deal of expense for one show. It just happened to be my first show of the summer. It was also one of my first performances with my new puppet, and I was very uncomfortable with him. During the performance, the heavens opened up and the rain was so heavy that the room rumbled. I'm not even sure if the audience could hear me over the rain. My puppet performance was beginner level at best, and I swayed back and forth from nervousness. The crowd was about 100 people at most. On the way back to the airport, I asked the nice couple driving what they thought of the show. Their answer was, "It was different." That's the same as saying, "You suck." I destroyed any chance of myself or another magician being booked for that church again. Doing the math means they spent a great deal of money per child for my show. The factor of the rain was out of my control, but none of that mattered because all they will remember is that magician didn't deliver a wow. I got the blame, but what did I learn? I learned to practice more to make my first show as good as possible. I learned to look for ways to overcome circumstances like rain that might destroy the mood of the room. Maybe I could stop the show and interject an impromptu rain dance with a couple of the kids. I could take the negative of the rain and turn it into a positive as well as an unforgettable moment in my show. A rain dance in the middle of my show would have been the talk of the show. If I had been more prepared and comfortable with my material, I could have been more creative on the spot. I better overwhelm them with kindness before and after the show so they like me, even if we do have show issues.